So I feel like people. So I kind of feel like. So I feel like people tend to talk a little bit too much about like the first date energy. I love the first date energy. There's always like kind of like a thick sexual tension, of kind of like, I don't know, you're kind of unsure as to exactly what the other person is thinking. There's still a huge air of mystery to everything. And it's cool because all that typically leads to some sort of like sexual payoff, because like if you're someone that fucks on a first date, I sometimes can be, then there is kind of like, if things are going well, that's like this unspoken promise of like, oh my gosh, yeah, we're totally gonna do this. But I feel like not a lot of people talk about the third date energy. Because I think about like the second or third date energy, as far as like if you've already had sex, is like you know everything, like not everything, but you have so much more of an idea of how the person is in bed, how they kiss, how they touch you. Like you already kind of have so many of those ideas swirling around in your head. So I feel like that's like a total game changer. So I think about like the third date energy a lot, because I think it's it's so sexy, it's so sensual. It's like the first date energy times a million. And I feel like with something like a third date, you've already established things like inside jokes, or you're figuring out what kind of things you guys already have in common, like books, movies. Maybe you're able to like quote things together already. And like that kind of level of knowing someone and that level of intimacy is really like unmatched, because you still have so much of that like new date, first date, new relationship energy, but still mixed with like the beginning parts of this person like showing themselves to you and like properly introducing themselves to you over time, you know? So I think a lot about dates I've been on, like second and third, fourth dates I've been on. And you have that energy or that feeling, and maybe you've only had sex once, maybe you guys have only fucked once, maybe it's been like a time and a half, maybe you like made out and dry humped in a car, my fucking favorite. Oh my God, my dream date. I don't watch Love is Blind, I just know that from like Twitter and shit. But you have that first date energy already, but you are still, the person a little bit, and if you've already like fooled around a little bit, the like sexual tension that comes from like just something as simple as like going out to eat. Like let's say it's like the third date that you and I have gone on. Let's say it's the fourth. And let's say, well, you've already fucked, because I'm usually like a fuck on the third or fourth date kind of gal. It depends on how everything's going. If things are going really, really, really well, I tend to wait a little longer. But yeah, let's say things get better as they go. And let's say like you and I are out to eat somewhere, and there's this like, let's say like now, for example, I know like things that you like let's say you mentioned something about liking like heels or something. That's great for me, because then I know that I can wear heels, and it might be something that you notice that they are pretty close to a description of something that you said you liked, and you kind of have that thought of, did she wear these for me? did she wear these shoes for me? You're probably like, no, no, that's like, you might feel like for a second that it's like conceited, or it's I don't know, like sometimes, like if I have moments like that where I'm like, oh my god, like he meant, I mentioned that I liked this band or this movie, and now he's wearing a shirt with that band or that movie, like I would absolutely be like, did they wear that because of me, you know? And for me, the answer tends to be yes. I'm very much like I'm doing it on purpose. Like, I might not say it, but I probably am. And, you know, just like, let's say that's the first thing you notice before we even sit down anywhere. And then now you have this like continued thought of like, oh my gosh, is this an option where if I mention something, she might wear it or she might mention it or something. And then, I don't know, you'll just notice like more things like that. Maybe you'll notice that maybe we saw each other like a couple weeks ago. And you noticed that my nails were black last time I saw you. And then you noticed that they're red this time. And you're like, I think I mentioned something about red nails. And, you know, I do red nails a lot, but yeah, maybe a certain someone pushed me in a particular direction to do red nails this time. And maybe I notice the way you are talking about a movie that I mentioned. You said, oh my gosh, I haven't seen that movie. And all of a sudden you're bringing it up, you're quoting it, and you're mentioning something about, maybe you're parroting something that I said, which is probably something about like the score, and like the background music and everything. And maybe you start mentioning it or you casually bring it up, and it like plants a seed in my head of like, oh, I didn't know that they would be so quick to watch something just because I watched something. It all contributes to this huge, like, dense cloud of intimacy that can kind of like surround the date. And that's before like anything sexy happens, you know? That's like before I start leaning over and pressing my tits together and leaning over actively whenever you talk to me. And yeah, that could be before I start running my nails up and down the underside of your arm or grabbing your thighs. It's a lot of like looks across the table too. You're thinking about my hands, the same nails scratching down your chest, or scratching down your back, and you're just thinking about how they felt against you while you were fucking pounding into me. And I was scratching my fucking nails down your back, and I was screaming for you. Oh, fuck. Because everything's so fresh and so new in the memory, it's like hard to not think about it. even though we're, we could be having lunch somewhere, having dinner out in public somewhere. It's like, oh, fuck, hard for you to think about anything else. And then if we're lucky enough to have tablecloths, then fuck, it'd be so easy for me to just grab you and see how hard you are. And see how much you're really thinking about me. Seeing how far your perverted thoughts for me are going. Because if we can be completely honest, I'm having incredibly perverted thoughts about you too. I would just be thinking about like, how your hands felt on me, how your hands felt when you're playing with my nipple piercings, your reaction maybe to finding out that I had those. That's always fun. Oh, fuck. But anytime I would touch your hands or fuck your arms, I'd just be thinking about, fuck, how they felt. How they felt on my ass and how they felt on my tits and fuck, playing with my nipples and playing with my piercings and oh fuck, fuck. And hopefully you talking me through the whole thing, God willing, I would probably make it super clear that I like when someone's verbal, so hopefully you would be with me on that and help me out. Fuck, I got really close. Telling you, man, something about hands, it does something to me. Which I'm sure I would have discussed on our date and expressed, and maybe you did something to draw attention to your hands the next time I saw you. Maybe you are just messing with them more. Maybe you. Fuck, maybe you wore rings. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Obviously, wearing rings would be a good idea. Maybe you wore rings. Maybe you painted your nails. Maybe you're just messing with your fingers. And you're just constantly drawing attention to them. Because, fuck, you probably know I'm thinking about how good they felt inside me. God, fuck your fingers. Oh, your fingers, they feel so good. They feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I have to take this out. This is doing really well so far. Maybe it's just you. Maybe I'm just thinking about you. Oh, fuck, and what you fucking do to me, baby. God, fuck. And it would just be so hard staring at you from across the table and just having to hear you talk to me when I just know what that fucking mouth can do. It'd be like almost like sacrilegious in a way, like how I would be looking at you. It'd be kind of insane. My favorite hurts. Oh, fuck. About dates like that after you've already fucked and there's all this tension built up sometimes. Honestly, some of the best times is when you have to be like, okay, we have to, fuck, we have to wrap this up because, like, I just, fuck, I just might need you. so fucking bad. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, that all I can think about. Fuck. Oh my god, all I can think about is you. All I can think about is fucking splitting me in half. Your huge fucking cock. Oh my god. Oh my god. And here was I expecting to last a little longer for you. I usually don't come that fast. I swear to God, this never happens. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. You, like, knocked the wind out of me, dude. Well, I gotta tell you, gorgeous, you are incredibly efficient. I'm like, oh my god, I'm just like so tired now. Well, oh sorry, I hit my microphone. Normally these last a little bit longer, but I guess I was just practically dying for you. So I have other ramble faps that are quite a bit longer. If you want to hang out with me a little bit more, but I'll tell you what, I'm gonna pass out, probably. I will talk to you soon. I have a new scripted audio coming out next week. That's a Superman inspired one. But don't tell anybody I said that. But yeah, I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Auf Wiedersehen. Aloha. I need to learn other hellos and goodbyes. Okay, bye.